delighted to welcome with us today Simon Holmes and Steve Barclay, two gentlemen who are going to do something quite extraordinary that I'd honestly never heard of it being a thing. What are you doing, guys? And welcome.
Hi, thanks very much, Nick. Yeah, we have decided and been selected to swim the Arctic, which is a swim that happens every year. Unfortunately, it's been cancelled for the past 3 years for obvious reasons around the pandemic. But it's a swim that's 3 kilometres. It swims across the time zones between Finland and Sweden. And Steve and I set off at midnight on the 15th of July. And hopefully, if we swim it within the time we need to, we'll arrive the day before that we set off.
So there's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
So firstly, go.
Arctic Circle crossing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So not warm.
How cold are that? So July, you said, so how cold are we talking?
It's luck of the draw.
Okay.
It varies hugely each year. It's compulsory wetsuits, mm-hmm. which is under the Swedish swimming rules.
Yeah.
Just because it's there midnight and because it's obviously could be very cold because it's all ice melt water.
Right, okay. So there will still be ice and potentially icebergs
not.
Around,
hopefully
maybe?
No, hopefully not. Salmon, maybe. But
okay.
And beavers.
Yeah.
Salmon and beavers, apparently.
Okay. So a few obstacles in the water you might have to swim around, okay.
Yeah. It's changing from one country to another.
So do you have to have your passport in your wetsuit?
I'm hoping not, but
okay.
We'll see how that goes. And by default, Sweden is 1 hour time zone behind Finland. So if we set off at midnight and then swim it in less than 1 hour, we'll arrive in Sweden the day before we left.
See,
Finland.
I mean, that is just an amazing thing. If you nail this, that is a story to tell people for the rest
Absolutely.
Of your life, isn't it? It's
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
And I think the draw for me about around it as well is we'll be swimming in daylight. So at midnight, it will be sort of dusk still. So.
Right, I was going to ask you about that. So, because, I mean, obviously swimming something like that in the pitch black, I'm imagining would be very dangerous.
Yeah.
It's
the land of the midnight sun.
Yeah.
But that's really only around the longest day. So we'll be just outside of that window.
Right.
But it will still be very much that twilight period between darkness.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get dark.
So
the time of year.
Who found out about this as an opportunity?
It was nothing to do with me, Nick.
So Steve, it's on you then.
Yeah, completely my fault. I heard about it a few years ago and just thought, that looks fun.
Yeah.
And it was kind of on my bucket list. And then it was cancelled and delayed. And then they held over the people who had put in for it, but it had been cancelled for, which was fair enough last year. And then I'd mentioned it to Simon and he sort of ignored me. And then I was watching like a hawk for when the entries opened. And literally the minute the entries opened, I just started trying to log in. And after two failed attempts, managed to get on and was number 230 out of 300 who were able to.
Okay.
And Simon was literally
yeah.
a couple behind me. And it closed within 25 minutes. So it was almost impossible to get on anyways because
right.
it's oversubscribed.
So, Simon, at what point did Steve talk you into this?
It was the day of, really, wasn't it?
I don't think
you didn't
actually,
believe it. You didn't believe me.
Actually talked me into it yet.
He made you sign up
going.
To something you're not sure what you signed up for.
Yeah, no, we've swum together locally, different sea swum for quite a lot of time, about 3 years now, I suppose, 3-4 years, in and out of Colwell, freshwater, Tottenham.
Mm-hmm. All year round?
All year round.
Okay, so you have done the cold stuff, okay.
Yeah. Well,
so,
yeah, we're swimming now,
yeah.
obviously, just
yeah.
to fully get acclimatised. Simon's done the Solent Swim for the West White Sports Centre. An iKayak for him doing that the last couple of years you did
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I swam that a few years prior. So, yeah, we played around in the water a bit. And so, you know, fast-flowing river in the Arctic, what the heck?
Yeah, absolutely.
Our swimming's about going from A to B, a different adventure each time. And this
yeah.
one, when Steve mentioned it, I thought, oh, actually, it sounds quite good.
Yeah.
I like the whole, midnight sun, crossing time zones in the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to get in very cold water, it's quite a place to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of mosquitoes at the time of year we're going, apparently. So,
okay.
There's some of the things we've got to sort of keep in mind, and the organisation of getting there. So there's a couple of flights we need to, and we've booked, but we need to get out of Gatwick to Stockholm, mm-hmm. and then take an internal flight north, and then hire a car to drive further north.
Right, so it's not a metropolis. You're heading to
it is a quaint little village, and it's got a twin village on the Finnish border, and they organise it between them because in the winter the river's frozen solid with about a metre of ice, and they can literally drive from one village to the other in a minute or two.
Wow.
But come the summer, obviously that ice is gone, and suddenly they've got this huge boundary between them, so generally they ignore the actual whip.
So for them it's just a weekly occurrence to swim over and see their mates, is it?
Yeah, I guess so. If they're insane, yeah.
So has there been a moment where you've sort of gone, oh my goodness, what have we agreed to? Or are you just kind of, oh, we're doing this, we're up for it?
I'm completely up for it, and have been the moment I saw it existed, because it floats
my
boat.
Sounds like
Simon likes a challenge, so I knew he'd be a Muppet and go for it as well.
So what do you do in your day jobs?
Well, we both work for health and social care for many years.
On the island.
I'm a social worker, and Steve's...
I'm a paramedic with the ambulance service for a few years, and now I'm working GP surgery out in the West White. So, and that's kind of how we ended up heading towards the... What do we do, make some good out of it for? Because obviously we're going to have the fun, and we're paying for the fun. But if we can raise a bit of money for something, then it makes it all the more worthwhile.
So potentially both quite stressful jobs at times, I would imagine. So is the swimming something that you get a lot of like mental health benefit from, as well as physical health, do you find?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That time and space to swim, to do some physical exercise, to be in cold water, if you like, is really beneficial to unwind, actually. And the charity that we are doing this event for, we both worked in health and social care for many years and have actually seen the impact that dementia can have on people's lives.
Yeah, so we should just say that the charity you're fundraising for, so it's the Alzheimer's Cafes on the Isle of Wight, which an amazing charity. I know that helps so many people, something I've very dear to my heart personally as well.
Good.
So what's your target? How much are you hoping to raise?
We'd love to get 1,500, but that's kind of a wish dream, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, should
every,
be very doable.
Every penny helps. Don't care if people give us 10 pence, that's more than...
Well, if I let you, I did the Spinnaker Tower a few years ago and I got £700 for 4 minutes work. So, and you know, it was just a day trip, so I think you should more than be able to get 1,500 for all the effort you're putting in. That sounds very achievable. And what the money you're hoping will go towards, something quite specific, aren't you?
Hopefully, yeah. I believe that the cafe, they need a gym, and hopefully the money we raise will eat into that and provide them with the gym equipment that's needed. Hopefully 1,500 quid will be achievable, and it's doing promotion like today with yourselves, which will hopefully generate more people to donate, which would be really awesome.
Because, I mean, the cafes offer people a real lifeline once they've got dementia, because obviously going to a normal gym might be something that with memory loss you're not comfortable doing, but doesn't mean you're still someone who wants to try and keep fit and healthy. And obviously dementia is affecting younger people, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's not always people in their
80s. Many people, absolutely. Yeah. It's so important that we have these things, because they're not going to be provided by the NHS. It is down to other, you know, voluntary sector providers now, unfortunately. The more we can get out there, the more awareness we can get out there as well, so that people aren't scared of it and people aren't shying away from difficult conversations. It's so important that people are just acknowledge it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's the advice I always get. My mum has dementia, and I know that the earlier you can deal with what's going on, the better the chance of a really fulfilling life going forward as much as possible. So absolutely great charity. No arguments here. You will find our full support there. Now, obviously, you've got a Just Giving page, haven't you? So if people go to the Just Giving website, what do they need to look for to find your page to make
if
a donation?
They look for Swim the Arctic and Simon Holmes. You'll find us on there.
Okay, lovely.
And everything's quite straightforward from there to donate.
Yeah, okay, that's
and
great.
Make sure you click the tax box if you can.
Yes.
Because that's an extra free money.
Absolutely.
For intents and purposes.
It's about 25p a pound, isn't it?
Yes, it's really worthwhile.
Well
you
worth
spend
doing.
No less the government give a little bit,
yeah,
which is always good.
Yeah, so if you put a tenner in, you get £12.50. So absolutely worth doing, yeah. Really makes a difference. So what date in July are you off?
We're leaving on the 13th.
Yeah, and the swim.
Leaving the island on the 5th, and we swim on the 15th.
Okay.
Night on the 15th.
And then straight back, or making a little bit of a trip?
No, we're both working. There's literally swim it, a day to pause, or the rest of that day to pause, and then fly back. So it's a fly in, swim, fly out. Unfortunately, it'd be nice to have a week's holiday, but.
And I must ask, what are your family and friends' thoughts on all this?
They don't know yet.
Oh, but we let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah. No, no, they do. Yeah, quite supportive.
Yeah.
A bit shocked to begin with.
Yeah.
What you're doing, cold water, Arctic Circle, sort of fills your mind potentially with dread, doesn't it? But once we've given more information and showed them some of the links.
And it's well organised and you're well looked after.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And for the charity that we're doing it for as
absolutely.
Well, it's really, really important and vital that we, you know, do all we can to raise more money. So.
Well,
great.
Wishing you the best of luck.
Thank
I mean,
you.
It sounds absolutely awesome. Please share some photos with us if you can, and we can put them on the Vectus Radio website when the time has come. So that's Simon and Steve, who are going to be swimming in the Arctic Circle in July, raising money for the Alzheimer Cafe Isle of Wight. Many great charities on the island, but that is one that definitely helps many thousands of people each year, so something that is very close to our hearts here. And so wish you the best of luck. We will be podcasting this interview and we'll let you have a copy so you can
awesome.
Put that
thank
on your
you.
Just Giving site as well. And you know, keep us in the loop, let us know how it goes.
We'll happily come back and tell you how we got.
I would love that. I would absolutely
awesome.
Love that, because it'll be really interesting to see if it meets up to the you know, the
expectations.
The mosquitoes
bring you a salmon.
Eaten us.
Yeah. And also I'm very interested when someone's done like something like this, it's either right, that's it, tick that box, never have to do anything like that again, or are you going to get a flavour for it?
No, it's up the ante.
Yeah.
I'll find something harder for
what's
him
next?
Yeah.
I smile.
I was speaking to someone recently who'd rowed the Atlantic, and he had done it once and said, right, I don't need to do anything like that again.
Yeah.
Somebody he rode with has gone on to do lots of similar rows. And you just think, yeah, it either
horses for courses
sorts you, or, you know, you're up for doing something adventurous again.
Yeah.
So absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And as you say, everything crossed, it all goes well.